again to Life With Chapters. I had to ask again if it was Life With or Life In. Like I said, last podcast, I'll get it right at one point. This is Abby again.
And this is Josh.
I think this podcast, we're going to talk a little more about ourselves.
We are. I don't know what I'll title this yet. Maybe biography or who we are.
No, that's basic.
We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're gonna kind of share with you guys a little bit about us. I know a lot of you that are listening, probably all of you that are listening, at least now, at least in the early stages, know us personally. But you may not know the ins and outs of our personalities and our dreams and our skills. And
wow, it's so deep.
I know.
Can you share all those things?
Maybe not all of them all at once.
Great. You also might hear our baby call out to us in a very nice newborn scream during this podcast.
It's true. Indy has been asleep for an hour and a half.
It's fine.
She's great. And Lane, our newest.
I mean, like,
she loves the nighttime.
She's like an up all nighter. Like the country song.
Yes.
But we're not feeling so good, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't go to Bye Bye Baby or Target and get like a strap that affixes the pacifier to a baby's face.
Probably because that's like child abuse or something.
But that would solve all our problems, probably. Yeah. So
neither of our kids really know how to use pacifiers. Like, but I'm like, it's not that hard, you guys. But we'll see.
Yeah.
So, okay, anyways.
Yeah, anyways. We'll start with just a little family biography, which is two kids.
Two kids, under two.
Two daughters.
Raising girls.
18 months and a little over a month. 1 month, yep. And our oldest is named Indy, and if you're curious, it's I-N-D-E-E.
Yes. And no, she was not named after the fact that we are from Indiana, or the fact that I love indie music. We just really like the name.
Yeah, it was one of those, Abby's like, what do you think about this for a name? And I immediately loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Our last name is Jackson, and so I've always wanted to have my kids' names be somewhat unique, but not too weird.
Yeah, so like they don't get made fun of in elementary school, where people are like, why you named that?
Wow. But there's also not like 1,000 of them like there is of me. Mm-hmm. So.
And then our youngest, which is so weird to say, we have two, mm-hmm. is Lane, nickname Lainey. They go back and forth. We haven't, we do a good job of calling
her both.
We use both, yep. I think her middle name is my favorite. Can I share it?
Yeah.
Is Magnolia. Josh is not a huge fan, but I love
luckily,
it.
Luckily, no one it's kinda uses old school, middle names.
Mixed with like a really kind of new name.
It's everyone's gonna think
like
Chip and Joanna.
It's fine. They're great.
It's great. Yeah, and we've been married 4 years in March.
Mm-hmm. We know all the things.
All the things about marriage.
All of it.
So yeah, that's our family. As you heard in the
have a cat.
We do have a cat. Yes, and as you heard in our
she's
last,
she's fat and sassy.
She is. She
really.
You might hear
this.
Her meow too at some
Seriously.
Point. So, and as you heard in the last podcast, we've lived in 5 different places, and had lots of jobs.
Mhm.
So Abby right now is a stay-at-home mom slash worship leader.
Mhm.
And me, as of right now, again, you guys know our next chapter, but right now I'm at a warehouse, mm-hmm. and I've also painted a little bit, did some exterior painting. So, yeah, that's us.
Yep. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna, we kind of planned the last one out. We didn't really plan this one out. We're gonna start with Abby, kind of talking about herself, mm-hmm. and I'll interject when she doesn't give herself enough credit or when she needs to clarify.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to add on some Enneagram
mm-hmm.
facts about us. We probably won't dive super deep into Enneagram yet because we're still even getting
to
know
learning.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still learning. But it is helpful for those of you that know about the Enneagram to know what is true of us. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, Abby, who are you?
Oh, my. Well, like we said, I'm a mom, and I really do enjoy that. And sometimes I feel like I can get my personality lost in being a mom, so that's, like, this will be fun to try to jump out of that. I'm sure other moms have that same issue. Oh, a few things. Our baby.
Oh, there it is.
Here she comes.
Our baby. There's going to be, as you know, in production, we can make little cuts. So, here's going to be a cut. Baby interruption.
And we're back. Hopefully for more than 2 seconds. Okay, so a little bit about me. Abby-isms. Like Josh said, I lead worship. So yes, I'm a worship leader and I absolutely love it. I started when I was about 16 with one of our great friends, Eli. Well, shout out to you. At my home church that I was born and raised in. So it started out as just singing, honestly, but led to incredible healing in my life. And now it's just become something I want to help others in and pastor in. And yeah, I just love being able to lead worship. So that is a huge part of my heart and part of my calling. What else? I'm an avid No, we can't rewind, can we? I was going to say Thai tea, but I want to say chai tea.
What?
Well, that's just a part of me. I love chai tea.
You're an...
Avid chai tea drinker. That's okay. A lot to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, we're keeping all of that.
That was... So no, they're staying I with hate us. That. Correct.
You're an avid Thai tea?
No, I hate Thai tea. Chai tea drinker.
That's true.
It really is. I drink chai all the time. I don't like coffee.
Vanilla chai tea with soy milk.
Yes.
I know it.
And I really do... I love Starbucks chai, for sure. But I really do like getting it at smaller coffee shops. Because sometimes they have a homemade blend, and it's so good.
You have a pretty good Keurig option, too.
Yeah, but it's... Like I said, it's just not as good. I mean, it's kind of what Starbucks uses. What else? I love music. Yep. Big music fan. I think we said last time, or maybe we just told someone this, Josh doesn't really like music, but I love to listen to it all the time. Mm-hmm. Music is just on throughout the day all the time. I am an extremely picky eater. Yep. I kind of shared this on an Instagram post recently of 10 random things about me, but that is a big part of probably who I am.
I used to say that Abby's two biggest flaws, worst qualities, which is really a compliment because these aren't the worst qualities you have, but she doesn't like giving back massages, yeah. And she's a picky eater. It's so annoying because when people invite us over... They're like, hey, come over to our house. Like, we've had a lot of, like, church couples do that. And, you know, we'd love to make you dinner. And we're like, great. And then, like, when it comes up
to here's what I eat.
Yeah, when it comes up to the week, I'm like,
noodles, chicken.
Just make a carb and make a chicken. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Make some kind of chicken. Yeah, so there's that. It's very hard in our marriage sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I really like essential oils. Some of you might hate me now and stop listening because of it, but I really do. Just in the past year, probably have a podcast about that. Just explaining that Josh is giving me such a dirty look. I wish we could see ourselves doing this. Yeah, so it's kind of like a hobby for me. I find it hard to have a hobby. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I will say about me, too, starting new things or finding new things that I like are very terrifying to me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard for me to dive into something if I don't feel like my idea is a great idea. But I like to paint. That is something I really have liked to do. I do have an artistic bend to me.
Not really a bend.
You don't think?
It's like a whole, like, personality. That's it's like you. It's your whole essence.
There's a chunk of that part.
Is artistic.
Yeah. Okay, there's that. I really do like to write. That's why I really like my blog. When I first started my blog, Josh was like, this has to be just for you, which it really has been because I love to journal. I've journaled major, major parts of my life. It's just something that I really love to do. So my blog is that, to get
What is your blog? Do you know the website?
Mama Fox Musings at WordPress.com. Mama is MOMMA.
At WordPress?
Yeah. No, dot WordPress. Sorry. Dot WordPress.
Dot com.
Yeah. I don't have my own URL.
Fox. Just one X.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I don't think I did it weird like my Instagram.
Yep.
Yes.
Just one X. Musings. See, even musings is artistic.
I took
What's a musing?
I don't remember. But it took me forever to find that word, because I wanted a word like that. It's just, like, things to talk about, like, just mama musings, just, like, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay, I probably sound really stupid saying that. Anyways, crap, what else do I like? Or do I do?
Do you know your Myers-Briggs at all? Like, I think that when you talk about extroverted, introverted, I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah. I did talk about that a little bit on this last post. I said that I was an undercover introvert because I really do do best and recover, I guess, best or recharge when I'm by myself. But it's funny because I don't always love to be away from Josh. I like to have him around, but then I get to be quiet.
I think part of that's a control thing.
Oh.
We'll see.
There it is. Okay, well.
You just want to know where I'm at.
And marriage problems 101.
Well, no, you just want to know
I do, I like to know where you're at.
You know what I'm doing.
But I like to have you involved, but like quietly involved.
Yeah, you're like can
silently.
You be with me, but shut up.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't really tell you to shut up.
You
it's
don't.
More
it's,
just like.
It's nicer than that.
Yeah. But I also love my people. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I will mix this in with my Enneagram 6. Any 6s out there? I've really hardly met, but like 2. I'm a 6 wing 5. Whoop, whoop. So I think with that, I really have my people. Oh, that's probably annoying.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I have my people, and I love to spend time with my people and my clan and my tribe. But outside of that, it's
sounds
hard.
Like your close friends.
No. That's the lingo, babe.
Oh, okay.
Tribes.
Tribe.
Your tribe. Have you not seen the shirts everywhere? Like, my
nope,
tribe?
I have not
that might
seen
be, like,
the shirts.
The mom thing, but yeah. Like, okay. Anyways, so yes. So it's not that I don't make friends easily, but I mean, I guess it's kind of hard for me sometimes too.
Getting
involved with other people sometimes.
You've grown in that so much.
Yeah, that's true. A couple years ago, heck no. I was not good at that.
When we went to Vegas, you were very scared.
I isolated a lot and didn't make friends well.
And you even had a really good friend that, like, Catherine, that,
Cat
like, sometimes you
her.
Just said there's like you didn't think she liked you.
Oh, well, that's not in public.
That's okay. We're
Cat,
still friends.
I know you like me. And I like you.
And now you're not that way.
No. That was a lot of growing. I was also just in a... Can you... What is this? He's like puffing air with some medicine thing.
I'm a fidgeter.
That's gonna... We're gonna talk about that. Yes, we are. Yeah, so friends. But yes, I feel like I love my friends fiercely. I'm very loyal. I'm just gonna get into the 6 a little
That's
bit
fine.
About me.
Go ahead. Right in.
I'm diving in. Okay. Yes, so I am very loyal. In my life, that's also been a bad thing. Sometimes I'm loyal to a fault, but I do think that's a great part of my personality. Is that when I love people, I try to love them well and hard, very imperfectly, but, very loyal.
And you sometimes to a fault expect the same amount of love and loyalty and when that
or
doesn't
just to, yeah or to be loved the same way you know
yeah
does that make sense?
Which that's not always fair but
that's true.
It's worked out a lot.
I have a very high justice piece in my personality. I've just I think
you honk at people.
Oh my goodness. When he was okay time out when he was driving this weekend, we did so much driving. Can I just say that? Oh my gosh, it was the worst weekend of driving ever. I think our baby.
Oh, here.
She just lost her pacifier. Hang on.
We gotta go put the pacifier in again. Here comes another post-production break.
Baby interruption. Okay, so like I was saying, when Josh was driving this weekend, I don't like when people do dangerous, very what I consider stupid things on the road, and I have 2 children in my car. I'm a mom. Like, I've got precious cargo, okay? And you do something stupid on the road, like, I'm gonna let you know that that wasn't okay. So while he was driving, I made sure to honk for him when people did things that were not nice.
Because as you'll come to find out, that's not me. I'm like, I probably would have done the same thing, or he probably didn't see me, it's fine.
No, but no. So yes, high justice, and maybe that's come out more in my motherhood, too. Just, I don't know. But I guess there's always been that piece of me too. Just especially, I don't know, just seeing the things that I've seen in ministry, and I've seen some crazy stuff overseas, and I think I just have a heart for justice, and probably even social justice things that maybe I should tap into more.
Yeah.
There's that. What are some other, like, small things about me?
Small things about you? Here's a big thing. You're a dancer.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of my life. I don't do it as much anymore, or, like, at all. Probably just over the past 2 years, it's become less and less. But yes, I was a dancer for just myself. I danced for about 17 years, competitively, pre-professionally, with the ballet company. Loved it. That was who I was. Went through a huge identity crisis when I stopped. Fun fact. But yes, I love dance. I still love it now. I mean, like, fun things like swing dancing or just types of ballroom stuff that Josh and I could do together. And then I used to teach dance as well, competitively, and choreograph, and I love that. I still miss that, because that was a really big outlet for me. And I miss people I get to do it with, I got to do it with. Yeah, shout out to them in Indiana at La Rose. Love you guys. Miss you guys a lot. So that was a huge part of my life.
You go. This is you.
Songwriting. I'm getting into that. Very slowly, and I'm very new at it. But I have written a couple songs. I really enjoy doing that. And I've gotten to lead worship with. So that's been really cool.
You like co-writing them too.
I do, yes. I really prefer that. I feel like I can write lyrics well, or well enough to get us somewhere. But then I'm like, please, here's my stuff, which has been like a really good challenging point for me. It's like, here's a part of my heart and my journal. Here, you can rip it apart if you want, you know, lyric wise.
Yeah.
Just keeps you humble and willing to continue to learn. But I have a hard time with melodies because I don't play an instrument, which I need to. Josh always tells me, like, everyone at Bethel plays piano. Why don't you? Well, I don't know. I should.
I kind of want you to play violin now.
Oh, yeah. He tells me, like, what's, like, he sees some woman playing violin, and he's like, why don't you do that? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. You just keep knocking me up, so.
I think you.
Probably a little harsh to say.
That's okay. I think you should talk about how you believe, your propensity for faith.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's big.
So, this has been a big point of just discussion in our marriage, too, because Josh and I are very different in this, but I am an easy believer. I guess that's the way to say it.
Otherwise known as, in the negative, gullible. But it doesn't play out as gullible.
No, like, I don't get tricked easy, if you will. I feel like gullible, you can get, like, tricked into stuff easily. I don't feel like I get...
True.
We
do have a desk full of essential oils, but...
Okay.
Just kidding!
And we're done. See you next time. Bye! man.
Sorry.
You suck. Anyways, yeah, so I guess when it... That mostly comes to play with my faith, actually, and the Lord... And actually, that was a place where I felt a lot of insecurity lately, especially this summer. Because as you heard in our last podcast, like, how you hear from the Lord is just sometimes, whoa, really? Okay, Lord, here we go. It's kind of hard to always have, like, sound facts, I guess, with the Lord and I in our relationship. And so I just usually believe what he says. Like, stories in the Bible, I'm like, sure. The Lord is the Lord, and God is huge, and if he wanted a giant whale to swallow someone, I'm good with that.
I think it's less that you believe easily, and more that you just don't ask questions sometimes.
I don't, yeah.
You don't really care.
Which is also bad, because, it's, I mean...
It's good and bad.
Yes. Good, because I feel like, there's, like, a gift of faith over my life, and just being able to, have... really increased faith in times where we really need it as a family, and really stepping into that and being able to believe for things that just seem very, very hard. So that's a good thing. I mean, but also hard and challenging, and it's a challenge for me to be able to explain my faith. Why do I believe what I believe? That's something I'm definitely going to have to work on this year, moving into a bigger role.
Yeah, I think in a pastoral church. Leadership role.
Yeah, so that's something I've got to work on. Theology! I would read, feeler books all day long and just feel the Holy Spirit all day long, rather than have to explain it. I am a feeler. There's another one. Mm. But I did learn... Oh, shut up. Yes, big feeler, but I'm not ashamed of it. But I also have a thinker part of me. It was a part of my six that I'm still trying to figure out, is that I have feelings, but I also am in my head a lot.
It's in the head triad.
Yes, which is weird because I'm not a thinker. Like, I don't just, think, super, what's that word? Analytically.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I think with feelings, if that makes any sense. Our baby might start crying again. Somehow the pacifier shut her mouth, but she can still cry.
We'll see.
Anyway, so yeah, feeler, 112%. Yes.
What, this is going away from serious things. If mm-hmm. you had one number one hobby that I hate, what would it be?
Oh, shopping.
Oh, of course.
And I love shoe shopping, but here's the thing. Sometimes I don't like to wear shoes. But I love to buy shoes.
It's her worst. It's her third worst quality.
It might be his top one, though.
Yeah, it is.
I guess it would be a hobby. I really do like going out. Sometimes I can window shop well. Like, I don't come back with
very
something.
Rarely.
Very rarely, though. He is right.
I tell her to put blinders on when we walk through stores.
And he, pulls me like a dog.
I do.
Through the mall. I'm kidding. It's not that bad. Yeah, I really do like shopping. That's good.
If we were rich, I would let you be a shopaholic. I don't care.
Yeah.
But we ain't.
No. No, we are not rich. We're not going to live the rich life. I also just like to look at really, most women do, but just really pretty things. Like, I like plants. I wish I could get into that more, but sometimes that's a lot of money. I like plants.
Yeah, it's so weird. I would buy fake plants and be happy.
No, I like real plants. Like, we did have quite a few in our house, but it was just hard to keep them alive and just spend money on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, plants, we like making things together, like when we can. Mm-hmm. Redoing things, DIY stuff.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that for Indy's room. Yep. Which was super fun. It just, once again, costs a lot of money.
Okay, you think about some Enneagram stuff while I talk a little bit about me before I get to my Enneagram.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of just both talk about Enneagram.
Okay, I'm going to look at our app.
Okay, you do that.
And Josh.
And me. Yeah, I have felt like I've tried to be very introspective and self-aware for a long time. And that has created, I don't know where I'm going with this. I feel like I've tried to know myself well, but I didn't see my flaws for a long time.
Mm.
So, that's kind of going deep. We'll go shallow first. I love the Colts. I love football, fantasy football, video games.
Mm.
I love playing total video dude. Games. Total dude. Actually, not a total dude. I was the show choir dance captain. I was in college show choir. I know I've listened to the Hamilton soundtrack straight through 100 times.
Oh my gosh. We went through a really rough season of that.
Alexander Hamilton. That's right.
It was a long season.
Yes.
Of Hamilton.
So I like to do many, many things. So I'll play basketball with people. I'm not good. One of my favorite things was church league softball. I was decent. I'd love to do community theater. Oh, look, there's our baby. Another baby interruption. Okay, so we're probably going to break some podcast rules because I'm holding a baby right now and she's got the hiccups.
So sorry.
So baby hiccups aren't terrible, but we'll see.
They're kind of cute.
It's better than all the little breaks we're having to take, so.
Mm-hmm.
What I was saying before was, yeah, I'd love to do community theater. One of my, if I had to say a favorite trait of mine, it is that I, and from what I've been saying, I'm well-versed in a super big variety of things. And the reason that's a favorite quality of mine is that when I go anywhere, I can have conversations with the people there about whatever they're interested in. So, know, sports, music, musical theater, video games, internet, politics, Twitter, church, kind of got it all. I'm definitely not an expert on anything, but I just can have a conversation about it all. So it's really fun. Like, I had a friend that was, like, amazed that I could go into this board game store and, like, chat it up with the guys playing Magic the Gathering because it was fine. So yeah, that's probably my favorite quality. I'm 100... There you go. Good hiccup. 100% extroverted. Yes. I hate being by myself. If you...
Yeah, he hates it.
I would imagine a lot of you listening have gotten one of my phone calls while I'm driving. Because I don't even like driving by myself. And so I call people. And it's actually a really productive use of time. But it's also because I just don't like being alone.
Yeah.
100% extroverted. Love being with friends. But also, a lot of times I think extroverts get this stigma that they want to be in, like, a big party all the time. And that's not me.
No.
Like, I don't like parties. I don't like huge crowds. Mm-mm. A couple times we went to the big dance clubs in Vegas when we lived there.
Yes, you did.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
And it was, like, my worst nightmare.
Funny, not my worst nightmare.
Yeah, you loved it.
I do. It's because I like dancing.
Yeah, it was terrible. So, yeah, very extroverted. Very, very high thinker. Not a feeler. And I'll get into that a little bit more, when I talk about my Enneagram, because I've really started to try to understand that a little bit more.
Yep.
I don't think I'll ever be a feeler, like, naturally, which is fine. I want to be able to feel, which is what I'm getting at, but, I still like to make decisions and based on, you know, thought or what I consider rationale or logic. Not that feeling isn't rational or logical, but yeah, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
What else about me? I like to do woodworking. I like to work with my hands and, you know, build things.
Yes, you're very good at it too.
Yeah, I try to be pretty handy around the house. I'd like to. I was watching the DIY Network the other day and like, man, that would be really fun to get, like, a, you know, $150,000 mortgage and buy a $20,000 house and just do it up.
Seriously.
That'd be fun.
That would be.
But lots of risk. It'd be hard.
Yeah, it would be very hard.
Yeah. What are my weaknesses? Well, I wanted to talk about my weaknesses because I think my biggest weakness is my pride and my high view of self, and so one of the ways I counter that is to try to talk about my weaknesses. When I was a senior in college, actually, I asked my discipler, David, I was like, hey, what's my biggest weakness? What's the thing that you think I need to fix, like, the most? And he's like, I don't know if anyone asked me that, like, as, like, one of our last meetings, but I want to know. And then this is going down a rabbit trail of my brain. And then what happens is I go, am I asking him that to appear like I'm trying to fight my pride? And so it's honestly, it's this really cyclical cycle that I get into. Like, I love helping people in, like, trivial, small ways, like taking them to the airport or helping them move. But then I'm like, oh crap, am I helping them because I want either the feel goods or because I want them to be able to repay me. And so there's been multiple times I've asked Abby, I'm like, do you think I'm, like, just genuinely nice or...
You are.
I think I am.
You really are.
I just get in my head a little bit.
Yes, you do. Especially with stuff like that.
Yeah. I can go round and round. And I talked to a counselor one time about it, about narcissism. And I'm like, even me talking to you, sir, about narcissism, I'm afraid... is narcissistic because I'm trying to, you know, like, give off
feel
the...
Yeah. Like, you're... Yeah.
Like, I'm not. So...
But it's not that... It doesn't go that deep.
I don't think it does. I think that's, not panic, but, like, overthinking it. I am probably my second favorite quality would be my just chillness.
Yes. Most chill person.
I try to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much.
No.
If anything.
It gets you lit.
That rattles me. Except for babies that don't sleep.
Like this one.
No, I don't know. I just have always tried to be even keeled. Like I didn't. And I think part of that is, like, I like to win arguments, and I'm like, in my opinion, if you turn up and you get emotional and I don't, I'm already winning.
That has worked great in our marriage.
Let me give you marriage counseling.
Don't do that.
Seriously. I mean, that, yeah, but that's, it's very real, and Abby knows when I'm doing it. So, it's all recording. We're good.
Oh. So it's not moving anymore. There we are.
And so, but yeah, I like to just be chill. Like, what's the worst that could happen kind of mentality. Like,
You haven't even said the main things you like to do.
What are the things I like to do?
It's you. I just gave him a hand signal of what it was.
I like to smoke cigars.
Yes, with your best friends in a hot tub.
Oh, duh. Yes. Like
that's like him.
Yes. Eventually, a little teaser, me and some friends will have a podcast about being in a hot tub talking about life. Because I just want to chill in a hot tub. A hot tub is like the best place on the planet. Anywhere. Doesn't matter where it is.
Such a weird thing.
In a hot tub. Lots of people agree with me. Yeah. And I like cigars, but I think what I like about cigars is that they force me to stop for 45 minutes. I can't be inside. I can't, you know, be doing a lot of things because you have this burning, you know, thing of tobacco.
Of cancer.
And it forces you, and I think probably 95% of the cigars I've ever smoked, there's been very meaningful, good conversations them.
That is very true. So, you are forced to have good conversations with people.
Yeah, so I really, really like that.
You just like having conversations with people.
I do.
You're big into that. Which is fun.
I like to learn.
Sometimes. Yes, you do like to learn.
Which is so funny because I didn't do much in high school. I tried to take as many choirs as possible so I could get A's and boost my GPA. And then I think I literally did not read a single book in high school, but like got A's on the book reports. Because
you're
like
one of those people that everyone hates that tried so hard, like me.
Yeah.
Like, kill themselves in high school?
We also had a pretty big ring of, like, cheating,
I think.
In our school. I'm airing it out.
All of it.
I'm repenting now.
Okay.
All, you know, I think I had finals answers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty epic.
Definitely, yeah.
Honestly, it's just, it was our school system. That's what I'm blaming it on. not me. I'm not taking
you.
It.
Never.
But I went to college and didn't graduate because I just couldn't, I just wanted to sleep and play video games. I couldn't go to class, and I think I set myself up for failure because I did music school, and I was not a music student. Yeah. Like, that's not me at all. Not even close.
No, and that's so weird. You really don't like music.
Exactly. So if I would have started with something that I liked, I think I could have got there because towards the end of college, and then especially since after college, I've loved to learn. It's so funny. People are weirded out by it, but like I learned so much on YouTube, it's not even funny.
Like, yeah, you still love YouTube. I mean, even more than you do now. But you still learn a lot.
Yeah, I still learn a lot. And I mean, YouTube educational YouTube pages and how to's and DIYs and woodworking and
super random stuff.
Yeah, random science facts, and I love it. And that kind of has morphed into more podcasts than YouTube. So that, I love to learn. Mm-hmm. I'd like, you know, if someone paid for a degree, I'd like to go back and get one, but I don't think that's ever going to happen, and I'm not too sad about it, so.
Okay, let's hit Enneagram.
Let's do it.
So we don't leave these people.
Yeah, we're going to try to hit that 45-minute mark every time.
Yeah.
Maybe a little under sometimes.
We could talk for 45 minutes. Okay.
What's the Enneagram?
Oh, my. It's one of the best personality tests, I would say.
One of our favorites.
One of our favorites, yes.
Or our favorite, just in general.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you take personality tests from the time you're a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
On to determine what you're going to do the rest of your life as a freshman. What? Anyways, Yeah, I've taken Myers-Briggs. Josh has too. He's done Strength Finders. I have not done that yet.
Disc. I've done a lot.
I've done a fruit one. I think it was a peach. Makes sense. That was in high school. So, like I said, I'm just going to jump in. I am a 6 with a wing 5, I think, as we've determined. Which is funny because I also had a high 4, which makes a lot of sense for who, especially who I was, just even a handful of years ago and the things that I was struggling with. Which maybe we are going to get into a podcast to think about that,
mm-hmm.
around mental health and stuff. But, yeah, so I'm a 6 wing 5. So,
if you know Enneagram, you know 6 has two parts.
Yes. Phobic and counterphobic, which is so interesting. We're the only number that has, like, a two-part to it. Like, that we could go either way.
And they're very different from each other.
Yes. So, counterphobics, I'm a phobic 6, usually. That's usually how I operate, which means when I sense danger, I usually back away from it. Yeah, I don't take it on head first. Sometimes I do. There have been things in my life where I've had to... that have been really scary for me, that have had lots and lots of just past and wounds and deep hurt and stuff that I've just had to more recently come at head on, which is very scary for me. And then obviously the counterphobic, they go after it. They go after the danger. They're aggressive towards it. Yeah.
The easiest way to say it is the fight or flight.
Yes.
Like, fight is the counterphobic, the flight is the phobic.
Yeah. So, I will just read this about the 6. The addiction to fear is propelled by the belief that it will keep the 6 from being alone or without support. To feel safe and relax would be too dangerous. The core fear of fear itself. So, yeah, fear is our big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a motivator. Yours, towards it or away from it.
Yours has looked more like, I feel like, anxiety, though, than
yes,
fear.
Yes, yeah. I don't feel like I'm, like, a fearful person. Like, I run around being all fearful. But, yeah, anxious.
And it's usually an underlying...
Yeah, it's just kind of like I live my life in this, like... I don't know. I think people can sometimes sense it on me. I know Josh can sometimes. Just kind of this, like, anxious bit
mm-hmm.
in me.
Yeah, you haven't, I think maybe real early on in our relationship, you kind of had an anxiety attack, but you haven't had anything like that.
No, I used to have them very badly, so that makes sense that would be my thing. I think the best way that I have heard described a 6 is in animal form, which I always love that. I'm like, what animal are you? And ours is a deer, which is really neat because of this aspect of a deer. Like, if you think about a deer, when you see them, they're on the side of the road, which there's a lot of danger on the side of the road for them. And sometimes, you know, like for moms, they will have their young with them. And the way that it was described is that with mama deers, they go about life, but they're like the most skittish animals. Hence, like, deer in the headlights look, which I often have on my face. Which I just love that because, yeah, like, we as 6s, we have to continue to go about life, even though there are dangers and things that stress us out very quickly or give us such anxiety, but we have to just continue to move throughout our day, even though those things are constantly running through our head. Now, as Josh and I have talked before about, like, Enneagram, it kind of hits on not everything about you, like, in your Enneagram as negative, but it hits a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of on that maybe... things you need to work on. So, I don't want to live in that spot. Like, I don't want to live in being anxious all the time. But it is something I really do struggle with. What else do I want to share about 6s? Let me just read a couple of these. Yeah, so we're hypertense and alert, scanning for danger. We kind of have that expect the worst
mm-hmm.
about us, which makes us quite pessimistic.
Yeah, like during this, like, during first month of birth and, or not birth, of like having this baby, you know, around 7, 8 p.m. comes around, I'm like, what the heck's wrong with you? And you're like, I'm really nervous about tonight. You're already thinking about the nighttime.
Yeah, about the nighttime. And like going into the next morning, like we as 6s like to know what's going to happen or plan for any of the things that could possibly happen. Worst case scenario. That's really our crutch is... what's the worst case scenario, how do we plan for that, and all the 15 steps before that, mm-hmm. Which can become very, very exhausting. We're funny in the way that we want to know rules and guidelines, but we also want to, like, maybe push those, mm-hmm. which I do feel like I get that. Totally. Maybe in my, like, when I'm in my justice state of mind. Oh, this is a big thing. We doubt and question everything, which makes us that prone to, like, pessimism, worst case scenario. And I think a really... Oh, so squeaky. and I think a thing about sixes, too, is that we often don't trust ourselves very much. That's when I had said one of my biggest fears is starting something new or saying an idea that I have because I want it to be so supported. Sixes love support, especially from people close to them, and so especially Josh. If I have an idea, so pause, I am hopefully going to get my doula license. Which sounds crazy saying it out loud because, I mean, it's going to take some time, some money, some preparation, and we have two kids, we're moving a ton, what's happening? But when I said that to Josh first, I needed him to think it was the best idea ever, yeah. because if not, then I'm
if
like,
if I would have even shown any, like, reserve or...
hesitation towards...
I don't know, maybe, then I don't think you would have even thought about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that happened.
I hope that that noise that just came out of my daughter made it onto the recording. It is staying.
We have been waiting for that.
It was a fart. She's gassy. That was awesome.
So any parents out there, you know that when your baby
shout
farts.
Shout out.
Seriously.
Let's go.
It's a good thing. Okay, so anyways, I just love validation.
Yeah.
Not in a validation of, like, I need to validate everything in my life. I need people on Instagram and all that. No, it's not that. It's, like, people that are close to me. Mm-hmm. I need that validation, which is something I have to work on. Yep. We were just talking about that even in, the new role in our church and stuff. Josh and I were talking about that. Just, like, sharing ideas and being okay with it. So that's a big thing. That's a big area that I want to work on.
We're gonna move to me.
Hang on. One more.
One more.
I think another big thing that I think I love about my type is our faith and like our strong need for faith and mm-hmm. stuff. Like we really put a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And what they say, for me, it's God, obviously.
Yep.
Anything else fun?
Well, we're going to do a whole Enneagram. We're going to do a whole Enneagram episode.
Sorry, I was hogging it.
We'll talk a little bit about all the Enneagrams and who we know and family members.
Yeah, and judge everyone.
That's right. And that'll be fun. So, for me, I'm Enneagram 7 with Wing 7, is what I like to say.
Wing? Oh my gosh.
I actually have a little bit of a Wing 6, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Mostly it's 7, and I'll kind of give you, like, the coolest part for me for Enneagram has been like using it as a tool, and I've listened to some podcasts about it, and I've had some crazy like spiritual revelations about it. So a 7, I am like hyper positive, like silver lining, always looking to what's next. Mm-hmm. I'm not a super big futurist, and then the other thing that 7s they say is they struggle committing. That's not really me, I don't think.
No. He's super into committing.
But, like, always being positive, not, you know, getting rid of negativity is, like, so me. And when I heard a guy named Ian Cron talk about a healthy 7 is someone that's dealt with crap, you know,
had
its pain or mm-hmm. hardship or struggle, and then come out of it, because then what happens is the joy, because they say, like, oh, people love being around 7s, they're so fun. Well, then that joy and that fun and that positivity is no longer... trying to avoid negativity. It's you know, knowing what negativity is and still being able to have that joy. And so mm-hmm. for me, ever since I was younger, I've completely avoided negativity and gotten rid of mm-hmm. emotions. And I think when I was in elementary school, I actually have like a memory of a friend stop hanging out with me. Like literally, I was no longer friends with him because I would cry at video games. Like when I lost, I was competitive. And from then on, I don't think I was competitive anymore. I think I turned off my emotions, and I just probably associated all emotions, good and bad, with bad. Like saying that you need to be even keeled. because mm-hmm. I also can't really turn up and get super hype either, which stinks. Like, I want to mm-hmm. be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to use the Enneagram to try to reactivate some of that.
Yeah, and learn how to feel.
Yeah, which I'm doing.
We'll probably talk about that too.
Yeah, which I'm doing. There's really nothing else, I think, specific. Like, that is so much of me, the seven. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get super deep into seven to see me. Like, I'm just a positive, happy-go-lucky guy. Mm-hmm. Likes to laugh, be fun.
Which is actually, I mean, let's just say real fast.
We compliment each other. Yes. Yeah.
Because I have more of that pessimistic side, he's able to lift my spirits often, but I'm also able to ground him with, like, no, sometimes mm-hmm. things are hard, and mm-hmm. it's not fun, and we need to be able to, like, sit in that for a second.
Which we never did that until recently because of Enneagram. Like, mm-hmm. I would just force you to go, no, don't look at the negative. Look at the positive. Like, there's a silver lining in this.
Mm-hmm. And that was always very hard for me to get to.
And recently, I'm like, oh, crap. Am I putting a silver lining on this? Like, I guess we're supposed to, deal with this first.
But sometimes I do appreciate the silver lining.
Yeah, totally.
Because I get very deep.
And I still think about it first, naturally. Yes. I have to try really hard not to, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little bit of Enneagram taste for me.
Mm-hmm. And us. Is there anything else random we want to share before we close this thing up?
Favorite restaurants, Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out.
Yates, if you've ever heard of it.
Ooh,
if you're an Indiana person.
Yes. Favorite color.
Color? Blue.
I don't have a favorite
color. Oh, maybe
color.
Black, honestly, in, like, my closet.
I don't have a favorite color. It's so arbitrary. I can't handle that.
He hates
it's
it.
It's so stupid.
So funny. Favorite animal? Fox. You hate animals?
No, no, no. Chicken. I love eating chicken.
He's the worst. Oh, fun fact. I was vegetarian for a while, too.
Yep. And now she only eats chicken, but we already
chicken.
Talked about that, so.
That's true. I don't, anything else random? It's fine.
People. Yeah. No, I think people have gotten to know us a little bit better. And we'll, we'll talk a little bit more about our marriage, I'm sure, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Go dive a little deeper in Enneagram. We just wanted to put this out early.
Yeah, just so you kind of know who's talking to you.
I know the podcasts I listen to, I appreciate their, their stories and mm-hmm. their fun facts about themselves. So that's it for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you want to follow us on social media, I think the best place for me is Twitter. The best place for Abby is Instagram. Mm-hmm. Her handle is FoxyLady.
FoxyLadie.
And mine is Schwa Jackson. Schwa Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd love to connect. Look at us. We recorded these, we recorded one a week. Which is impressive, but
so far, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We're looking forward to this, and I have another friend that we kind of had a little side project, and honestly, I don't care if you listen to all these. I'm such a proponent for conversations and podcasts that if this makes you want to do a podcast with your friend or spouse, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, bless you.
Bless you.
I wish you could see her sneezes.
She's so cute.
So I have really enjoyed this so far with Abby. Even just like talking in the car about, what are some podcast topics we could do? It's fun. And so I think the world would be a better place if everybody had a podcast.
Would it? Oh. Wow. I don't agree with that because, no. But yeah, pray for us tonight that we sleep.
Yeah.
Doesn't look promising.
It doesn't matter when you listen to this, you can pray for it. Because I'm sure
it might be 2 a.m.
the next night. In 2 months, I'm sure we still need the prayers. So we hope you guys have a great day whenever you listen to this.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking your time to
join us.
Yeah, get in our life a little bit. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.